This is New England Public Radio News. In Andrea Lawler's debut novel, Paul takes the form of a mortal girl. Readers join the main character on a journey stretching from Provincetown to San Francisco. For this installment of our summer fiction series, New England Public Radio's Chris Ayala sat down with Lawler to discuss Paul and how his story came to be.
Gosh, it's 1993, Iowa City. Paul is a young queer shapeshifter. I guess if I had to describe Paul, I would say always hungry, sort of always looking to see what he can get. Not just food, attention, sex.
Paul goes to Boys Town in Chicago and the Women's Festival in Michigan and then back to Iowa City and Provincetown in San Francisco. Why was going to all these places important to Paul and the story you set out to tell?
Well, I guess I don't know that I set out to tell a story as much as followed the story. You know, it's basically journalism. Just kidding. I mostly wrote about places I knew or had spent time. Like, I spent a lot of time in Provincetown. I lived in Iowa City as an undergrad and working as a bartender. I went to Chicago at that time. I lived in San Francisco, although later than the time of the book. I never actually have been to the Michigan Women's Music Festival, which doesn't exist anymore, and had a strongly felt position of not wanting to go in my youth for a variety of reasons, which later I was able to understand were largely political, and feeling like as a person who doesn't identify as a woman, I felt instinctively I didn't belong there. But I think all of these places, even Iowa City, really for me was a, sort of like they're all kind of like queer hubs. But yeah, I think it's just being around people who felt culturally familiar. I mean, that was my prime directive as a young person, you know, just like be with the queers, where are the queers?
What was going on in your life when you knew that Paul was a character that you were going to follow? And how did that influence this novel?
I didn't really write fiction in a serious way until I was about 30. I took a night class. I had an office job. And I thought, okay, well, my girlfriend had said, you know, I don't know why you're, you know, doing these soul-crushing jobs when you're a writer. And I was like, what makes you think that? But of course, she knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I decided to, you know, try to write. And when I first started writing, I didn't know how to come up with a plot. So I thought I would retell Greek myths as a sort of skeleton to hang a story on, you know. And by the time I started writing the first bit of this book, I was living on unemployment and working in a bookstore or, you know, I guess I was cat sitting or something. I don't know what I was doing. And I decided to rewrite the Tiresias story from Greek mythology. And I sort of found Paul. But then I just kind of put it away. And a few years later, I began a grad program at Temple, which had the great benefit of having Samuel Delaney as a professor. So I was able to work with him. And he said, when he saw the story, he said, I don't think you're done with Paul. And so then, you know, I will always probably do anything Samuel Delaney tells me to do. So then I started writing more and tried to follow that. And then eventually I applied to the MFA program at UMass and got in. And so then I had sort of a bit of the novel before I started at UMass, and I finished it at UMass. And so I really did work on it over a span of about 15 years. And what's a little bit funny is, like, I've at this point many times said the funny joke, that it wasn't historical fiction when I started.
I mean, it's interesting that you bring that up. This book is set in the early 90s. Is there something about that time, the culture, the politics, that made it the right place for this story?
I think, you know, in retrospect, I could have a lot of reasons why this was the right choice, but it wasn't. Again, it wasn't a choice. It was what I was writing about, and then it became a constraint later. That meant certain things had to stay out and certain things could, you know, be explored. To me, it's really interesting, like, to see the ways in which some young people are sort of saying, like, oh, you know, I really can relate to this. And I remember that feeling of being, you know, like a young queer person and reading books that were set 20 years before and thinking, like, wow, oh, okay, so these are my ancestors. This is my history. Like, I can relate to this too, even though it's not my exact experience.
That was Andrea Lawler, whose debut novel is titled Paul Takes the Form of a Mortal Girl. Lawler spoke with New England Public Radio's Chris Ayala. You can find more selections from our summer fiction series at npr.net.